Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 11:30 on Sports on a Sunday morning. Tom Ackerman with you, rejoined by John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. This is his time slot on Sunday mornings, and it's always great to chat with him. It's been a while since we had you on. A lot has happened. Since then. How are you, Mo?
Yeah, it has been a while, and yes, a lot has happened. It's been a crazy 5 weeks or so, but here we are, just getting back from the general manager meetings, and obviously we know there's a lot of work to do, and so using last week to just sort of get a sense of where things are at was important for our organization, and now I think we'll begin our off-season strategy and see where that takes us.
Absolutely. Carlsbad was the location of the GM meetings, and that's really a time for all of you to get together, and you never know what comes out of that, but I'm sure it's very informational and good to catch up with everybody.
It is, and it was nice just to see everybody. We haven't really been together as a group for 2 years, so that was it was nice and welcoming, and I think everybody's just looking forward to maybe some normalcy, and hopefully as we look to the off season in the Cardinals case, we do have a lot of optimism. We feel pretty good about how we finished up. And, we think we have a lot of really strong pieces in place that should bode very well for 2022.
And beyond. I mean, you look at the Arizona Fall League. Hello. I mean, there's some players down there wearing the Cardinals uniform. And that, I'm sure, has been very satisfying for you. That it takes a lot of work to scout, to develop, to draft, and to put these players together. And here's one that jumps out at me. It's got my attention. Brendan Donovan. I don't know that enough has been said about that young man. Number 17 on the MLB pipeline prospects list is putting together quite a fall, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, I think you're right. His name just does not get a lot of attention, but I will tell you internally, he is somebody that we talk a lot about. We just really feel like he gives you so much flexibility because he can basically play anywhere in the infield. But from an offensive standpoint, we're certainly excited about what we're seeing. So, it's always tough when you get somebody that you drafted, 17, 18, somewhere in there. And then, he played 19, lost 20. And here we are in 21 realizing that, this guy might be pretty good. So very encouraged with what we're seeing from him this past year and specifically how well he's played in the Fall League.
Yeah, he has some big-time power. When he connects, it goes, and so does Juan Yepes. And I don't think that's any surprise to anybody considering that the Cardinals had him on their postseason roster. I mean, you had an opportunity there, he did, to possibly see some time there. I love watching tape of him. I don't want to compare him to anybody. I just like to watch his swing. He just has such a big league look to him. You know what I mean? At the plate, when he makes contact, I love his swing, John.
Well, he's a good hitter. And another young man that, unfortunately did not get any exposure because of the pandemic. And so, obviously this past year he had an outstanding season at Memphis. We're very excited about what we're seeing from him. And, ultimately, just allow him to keep playing. But another young guy that does also give you some flexibility. He's more of someone that you can profile out to the corners. Defensively, he's still working on things, but from a swing standpoint, there's a lot to like. So, yeah, very bullish on him as well.
And then there's Nolan Gorman, of course, who gets a lot of ink, still listed in a lot of those rankings as a second baseman and a third baseman. But as we all know, he's seen a lot of time at second base. And John Mozeliak, he's worked very hard at it. I mean, from what I hear, there's a lot of time that goes into that. And that I know a lot of attention gets paid to his bat, and it should. But the fact that this young man has put in the time to do what you've asked him to do says a lot about him.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the thing that we're most impressed with was just his conversion or seamless transfer over to second base. As many of you know, we drafted him as a third baseman, but subsequently traded for Nolan Arenado last year. And now I think Nolan Gorman ultimately is going to get the opportunity at second at some point, but just being able to cross over on the diamond and do it so seamlessly. I was speaking with Gary LaRock and Jose Oquendo recently about it, and they were just really excited about how well he's been able to do that. And I asked a very simple question: you guys think he can be an average defender? And Oquendo said, I think he'll be above average defender, which that was to my surprise. So that's really encouraging. Obviously, you got to play the game. You got to keep developing, but guy works really hard, and we're excited about what we're seeing.
It's really great to hear from Oquendo for sure. He would know, and that's nice to hear. And I mean, you and I could spend an hour talking about prospects with you. You have a really nice look right now down there, and who knows what's to come. It reminds me a little bit of the Memphis Mafia. I'm getting Memphis Mafia feelings again. Back 10 years ago, we all saw that come to fruition when the Cardinals won the World Championship. There were a lot of them there, and one of them was Skip Schumacher. And I know that you have not finalized or announced this coaching staff yet, and that will come, but what can you tell us about the Skip Schumacher as bench coach move by the St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, I hadn't read that yet. It's sort of funny how, like, in our business, there's reasons why we try to keep things quiet for a while. And it's no different than any other company. Like, when you go to get a job, you have, like, a normal onboarding. And so there's simple requirements that we have to do that just take time. But unfortunately, we can't always keep these things quiet until we're really prepared to make that announcement. But so this secret is out. But, yeah, obviously, we're going to bring back Skip Schumacher as our bench coach. Thrilled about that. I just feel like, when you look at trying to play somebody with Ollie, having someone that has some bench experience, but also a lot of major league experience, not only as a player, but on the coaching side, I just think will be a great resource for Ollie moving forward. And so when we were looking to identify a bench coach, he was one of the first people that came to mind. And, candidly, even when we had the managerial opening, it was something that I was thinking about. So, overall, I think it's just someone that's going to pair very well with Ollie, and just excited to have him come back.
Yeah, it's exciting, I know, for everybody involved. And even though he's been with the Padres, it always felt like he was still with this family because of his love for the Cardinals organization. There's no question. Then I would anticipate that coaching staff gets announced fairly soon, John. I mean, I know there's still one piece to that puzzle, right?
I'm hopeful. Obviously, there's some things that we still need to do, but ideally, I'd like to see that by sometime this week for sure.
And Ollie Marmol is a bright young manager, but he's been around this game for a while. And I know that you've spoken already as much as you can about the managerial move that you had to make. I know that both sides, it appeared to me, attempted to take the high road. And sometimes that's not easy to do, but it did happen. And at the same time, you had Ollie there. And I'm sure that made it, in some ways, it's never easy, but easier because you knew that you had somebody of his stature. He has a great relationship with so many people down in that dugout, but also with you in the front office. Ollie Marmol, as manager of the Cardinals, seems like a very, very positive vibe right now with all of you.
Look, we have a positive relationship. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, most importantly, I think the players respect him. I think the staff respects him, and, you know, they're ready to allow him to lead and to let him take this club over as manager. And so, you know, obviously we're kind of in the infancy stages of all this, excuse me, but we're, you know, just excited about turning it over to him. And I know, you know, he's really looking forward to this opportunity. And I've said this publicly recently that, you know, I always knew Ollie would manage in the big leagues. I didn't know it maybe would be quite this quickly, but here we are. And so, you know, he's really excited about this club and about the coaches he's working with. And as I mentioned, with Schumacher being at it, and, you know, ultimately these guys are ready to hit the ground running, and off season is sometimes a time where people think coaches just return to their homes, don't think about baseball for a few months, and then ultimately show up in spring training. But I assure you, this group is going to be working hard and preparing hard for this upcoming season.
I've really had some great conversations with Ollie on the side about baseball, but also about life. And I just really like him as a person, and I really look forward to that relationship as well. And boy, does he have a team. I mean, what in the 6 Gold Glove finalists, 5 of them get it, and Yadi isn't one of them. And we all know how good Yadier Molina is. And then Nolan Arenado with his 5th straight platinum glove. I mean, it is just amazing to know what he's done. But also this team, and in particular, the first for Tommy Edman and Harrison Bader. What an accomplishment by your Gold Glovers and your team, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, it was, I don't think, surprising. I think all of us that watched our team play all season, you know, the one thing you could sort of always count on was our defense. So that was not unexpected. I feel like... you know, obviously it was historic, but it's just an amazing honor. And I think it just shows you, you know, the pride these guys take in their jobs, because usually excelling at defense is something that is about your positioning. So that's, you know, working with coaches, but it's also about practice, and it's about making sure that practice and preparation leads to the type of success you saw. And I think it's an amazing compliment to this group. I sort of think we won 5.5 Gold Gloves because, you know, Yadi being a finalist. And but I think it's, you know, what it does is it shows you the importance of what we work on at the minor leagues, because now our players at the minor leagues see what's happening up here, and they know to get here that defense matters.
You have a really good one in Dylan Carlson out in right field also, and he is a finalist for Rookie of the Year. In fact, every position – you have someone that has been a Gold Glove finalist. You have a great defensive player, and you have a great Gold Glove finalist actually at shortstop in Paul DeJong. And, you know, I know that the free agent class is big at shortstop, and I know that you're aware of that as well, but you've had now 2 players in this last year in Edmundo Sosa and Paul DeJong who have given you some very good defense. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Paul and his offense and what it will take for him to get back. Cause we've seen it. We've seen him hit 30 bombs. We've seen him hit in clutch situations.
You know, I think in Paulie's case, it's a bit unfair how he's being judged. And part of that is because, you know, I don't think we really give him credit for, well, I shouldn't say credit, but recognizing his injury this past year. And when you think back to a hitter that breaks a couple ribs, and then, you know, it adversely affects your swing. I mean, there's just no way around it. So, you know, ultimately I think back to, you know, 2019, he's a middle of the order hitter for the St. Louis Cardinals. 2020, it's hard to read too much into a COVID environment. And then this year he had the injury. So I just would ask, our fans to just be patient with him. And I can't imagine that he can't get back to where he is. He's still only 28 years old. He was an all-star. For us, we think there's still a lot of upside in him. And I think the most important thing for him is to have a normal offseason, have a healthy offseason, and have that normal preparation where he can come into camp and be ready to go. And I think if that's the case, it's not too hard to imagine for him to go back to being the type of player he was.
Yeah, once upon a time, I mean, he was out there. You talk about working with Jose Oquendo. That's exactly what he did. I remember being down in Jupiter in January and seeing Paulie out there working hard to get himself back. I would not put it past him whatsoever. He works. Your pitching staff, just in the last couple minutes here with John Mozeliak, you have a very nice-looking four in the rotation. There is a question as to who that fifth will be. The bullpen, of course, is continuing to – you added a piece in T.J. McFarland. I know you're going to be working on that. That pitching wins, doesn't it, in the Cardinals organization?
Well, it's, you know, I hate to give you my elevator speech if you're a pitcher, but Busch Stadium's a hard ballpark to hit home runs in, and when you're pitching in front of five Gold Glovers, you know, it seems to be advantageous to being a pitcher for the Cardinals. So, you know, ultimately, I think we're a pretty desirable place to end up. It's you can take advantage of a lot of those resources, if you will, to allow yourself to be successful. So I do think adding some depth to our pitching is something we have to do, whether it's rotation or bullpen. But that is going to be something that we do focus on moving forward.
Final thing, the CBA, we all know that the two sides are going to be talking. Just your feeling right now, and there's no way to predict anything, of course, but how much of a crunch are we in? How do you just see this right now as we sit here still early on November 14th?
Well, I always think it's sort of dangerous to sort of like think about like hypotheticals in the sense of like these types of questions, because we just don't know. And maybe the easiest way for us to think about it is we're just going to go business as usual right now. And, you know, hopeful and we'll remain optimistic that things will work out. But as far as the short term goes, as we start to approach the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, this week's going to be just very normal for us here in St. Louis. And then obviously we'll likely have a quieter week when we get into the holiday week. But, you know, overall, I think, you know, myself and our staff, you know, we're all sort of focused on what we can do to get better and not trying to look too far ahead on what may or may not happen. So, you know, look, obviously we'll be talking in the next few weeks again, but, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, things have a way of working out.
That totally makes sense. We will operate as normal over here as well and get ready for spring training to start in 3 months. It's amazing. John Mozeliak, thank you so much. Appreciate these times very much.
Thank you, Tommy.
Good to talk to the Cardinals president of baseball operations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.